January 25th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, one of the political parties in your nation is about to lose face due to their power plays based upon error. This is what happens when people become so self-centered they cannot recognize the truth. I speak here always to hearts, for the state of hearts is my only concern and always has been. My words to the world come into your heart first, and then into your mind, my messenger, and then to the world. Never allow anyone to interfere in that process. You have to be my voice in a world that embraces error so readily. I speak thus publicly to you, my messenger, to disengage those who feel inspired to interfere. Treat everyone with respect, even when it seems necessary to be defensive. My will is always your strength and the refuge of all believers. I can bring much good from evil. Did I not do so with St. Paul? These days are fraught with wars, wars inspired by false gods. Kingdoms will unite, but the union will be evil. Do not always see union as my will. This can open the door to a one-world order, led by the Antichrist. Pay attention to the dangers which lurk and can easily attack hearts which do not belong to me. Pray to be strong believers in the truth. Pray to always recognize the truth. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.